USA News, I'm Lance Pry. The Supreme Court is set to hand down key decisions this morning that could address student debt relief, affirmative action, and federal election laws. The court is entering its last week of the summer session with 10 cases pending. They also include a case over First Amendment rights versus LGBTQ rights out of Colorado, where Designer argues a state law requiring her to serve LGBTQ customers violates her religious beliefs. The justices could announce at any time whether they'll take up several high-profile cases, including racial discrimination, guns, and qualified immunity. Decisions are expected at 10 a.m. Eastern. The Biden administration says it has no plans in getting involved in internal Russian matters. That's what National Security Council spokesman John Kirby told reporters yesterday following the Wagner Group's armed rebellion against Russia. Kirby stressed that U.S. and NATO allies had no part in the matter, adding it's too early to speculate on what happens next. The private military group that's been fighting in Ukraine turned against the Russian Defense Ministry over the weekend. The head of the group, however, ordered his forces to stop their advances towards Moscow. The judge overseeing presidential candidate Donald Trump's federal criminal case related to the handling of classified materials has a pretrial hearing date. Court papers filed Monday show that Judge Eileen Cannon scheduled the hearing for July 14th in Fort Pierce, Florida. It'll focus on how the classified documents will be handled. Trump and his co-defendants are not required to be present. Meantime, the judge also denied a request from special counsel Jack Smith to keep secret a list of more than 80 potential witnesses. Today is National Sunglasses Day. Grab your best sunglasses and make your statement. Thanks for listening. We are USA News.
I can't wait for what's next. Even with higher stroke risk due to atrial fibrillation, an irregular heartbeat not caused by a heart valve problem, Eliquis, apixaban tablets, reduces stroke risk. It's the number one cardiologist prescribed blood thinner.
Don't stop taking prescription Eliquis without talking to your doctor, as this may increase your risk of stroke. Eliquis can cause serious and in rare cases fatal bleeding. Don't take Eliquis if you have an artificial heart valve, abnormal bleeding, or have antiphospholipid syndrome. While taking, you may bruise more easily or take longer for bleeding to stop. A spinal injection while on Eliquis increases risk of blood clots, which may cause paralysis, the inability to move. Get medical help right away for unexpected bleeding or unusual bruising, or if you have tingling, numbness, or muscle weakness. It may increase your bleeding risk if you take medicines such as aspirin products, NSAIDs, SSRIs, SNRIs, and blood thinners. Tell your doctor about all planned medical or dental procedures. Learn more at Eliquis.com or call 1-855-ELIQUIS.
Bringing the Internet to everyone is the goal of a program announced by the White House yesterday.
President Biden has unveiled a plan to enhance Internet connectivity nationwide.
For around 24 million Americans across this country, there's no high-speed Internet. And for millions more, the Internet connection is limited or unreliable.
The reasons for limited access include affordability constraints and residing in communities without fiber optic connections. The White House is allocating more than $40 billion for the Internet expansion program. I'm John Schaefer.
More leaked documents against presidential candidate Donald Trump have been given to the media.
CNN aired a copy of the audio recording Monday. It's a meeting where the former president discusses holding secret documents he did not declassify. While talking to a staffer in New Jersey after leaving office, Trump seems to indicate he was holding a Pentagon document with plans to attack Iran, saying, quote, "These are the papers." He also referred to the document as secret information. I'm Ryan Daniels.
FBI Director Christopher Wray, his agency under intense scrutiny by lawmakers for allegedly being biased against Republicans, is scheduled to testify in front of the House Judiciary Committee on July 12th. The hearing is set during the week Congress returns from its July 4th recess. My name is Lance Pry, and we are USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.